Well, good evening. It's great to see everyone out tonight. And nice to have an opportunity to come together in the middle of the week and to study from the Word of God and to be encouraged by one another's presence and be encouraged by one another's faith in the Lord. I just want to review a couple of passages tonight. We'll focus in the book of Colossians and chapter 2 and some in chapter 3. So if you want to open your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 2, that's where we'll focus tonight. And here is, Colossians is a letter that Paul wrote to Christians in the city of Colossae, just like he did in Ephesians and Philippians and several others. He's writing from prison, and he writes to these, to a congregation of Christians, a group of Christians, much like it would be here at Hansville if he were to write to us. We were talking about that in class tonight. But he's writing to a group of Christians. And he does this in several letters. He will encourage them, give them commands, give them some things to focus on, some things to remember. And then he gives reasons. And sometimes he goes back in the reason and the basis for them following these directions is because of their first faith in Christ Jesus and what they did at the moment they became a Christian. And he'll remind them of that. Well, he does that here in Colossians. And one of the things that he says in chapter 2 and verse 8 of Colossians, he says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world." You see, that happens, doesn't it? Don't we see that out there now? That there's a lot of various philosophies and traditions of men, modern day wisdom, different belief systems that are not based on Christ, that are based on the traditions of men and the ideas of men. And he's saying, see to it that no one takes you captive in those things. And at the very end of verse 8, he says, well, let me just read this. Don't be taken captive through philosophy, empty deception, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to what? To Christ. It's not based on Christ. Verse 9, "For in Him," in Christ, "all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in Him you have been made complete. And He is the head over all rule and authority. And in Him you also were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands in the removal of the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ." He's talking about when they became Christians. "In Him you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands." Look at verse 12. He's reminding them of that moment that they became a Christian. "Having been buried with Him in baptism." When you were immersed in water, "having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead." He's saying and reminding them, you remember when you were baptized in water for the forgiveness of sin? You were buried, just like Christ was buried. And you were raised up out of that water having your sins forgiven, because you know that if God could raise one from the dead, that you know that he has the power to forgive you of your sins. And you're trusting in that. And so here's Paul reminding them of that moment, and that all of their faith and their confidence needs to be in Christ and not according to the philosophies of the world. Look at verse 13. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. And so here's Paul reminding them of that moment. And he uses that quite often in his letters. And so based on that, then, look at chapter 3 and verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, again, calling back to that moment that they became a Christian and that their sins were forgiven in water baptism, he says, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. And so here we see him reminding them of that moment when they became a Christian and all that happened in that moment. And tonight, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, like he reminds them of their time when they did, that's what you need. You need forgiveness of your sins. How is that done? When does that happen? When in faith you submit yourself to the will of God. When you submit yourself and you say, I surrender that old life. I repent of that. I'm turning away from that. And I'm going to die to that old man. And when you are buried in water, and immersed in water, baptized, you're being baptized for the forgiveness of your sin. You're going, it's an appeal to God for forgiveness. Going through the same symbolic motion of Christ when his burial and resurrection. And the encouragement tonight is for most of us here who are Christians. Keep seeking the things that are above. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. Let's not get distracted. And stay focused on the Lord, because we died to the world and our life is hidden with Christ in God. And I'd just like that to be an encouragement for us in the middle of this week. And if you need to respond to the invitation of God to become a child of his, or you need to make your life right before God and turn from sins that have come into your life, now's the time to do it tonight. Come forward as we stand and sing.